Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show. Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. I'm joined by Giovanni Gardina, Melissa Barrett, and Stephanie Vetter. I'm Steve Napolitan, and we're all co-hosting this amazing show. Again, we call it More Business, More Life. And today, we're going to talk about exactly that, some actual things that we can do. And what is it? Work less. Actually put parameters. Take more breaks. Take more holidays. Take more vacations. You might say, oh my gosh, you're crazy. How do you do that and have more business? Well, then you better listen in, because we're going to tell you exactly how we do that. How do we take more life breaks and enjoy more of our life and actually outperform other businesses and have more business and more life? This is actually the most close to the title that we could be on this episode right now. Let's jump in. Today, we wanted to talk about time, right? We say more business and more life. And if we want to achieve that, there's something we have to do. We have to actually work less. And that might seem like an oxymoron, right? Like, okay, well, how do we have more business if we work less? We definitely see we could have more life, but we actually want to share on today's podcast how you can actually work less, achieve more in your business by doing so, and achieve that more life segment. And I'll kick it off by saying this. You know, when I first did this, it was difficult. What I had to do is, quite simply, what we have to do is get in the habit of having a time to stop. Stop the tasks at hand. Because what happens for a lot of CEO founders, entrepreneurs, and many executives that are super career oriented, especially when you're socially conscious, you're building a business that you want to make a difference in the world. You're so passionate about it. You're pouring your heart into that. And there's this idea that we need to grind hard. And, you know, maybe that's what you want to do. I'm not saying this is wrong or right, but I want to bring up something that there is another way. There is another way. And the way that I found is that I actually had to put a stop time. I had to stop working at a certain time. And what that did, and what we'll explore over the next hour here, is that that allowed me to, one, leave and go enjoy my family and other things in my life that were also important. Many of us are not one thing. We're not just our work. We're not just that career. We also have other hobbies, interests, maybe family, maybe travel. And if we don't stop working, we miss out on those things. And I would also make an argument that we also don't work as well because we're exhausted. When I've taken big time off and when I've enjoyed my evenings and relaxed, I show up to the activities of the next day at a higher level. And then the part that I want to just, and I'm just sharing some of the bullet points, and then let's extrapolate this and discuss it as a team here. This also forced me to prioritize at a much higher level. We think we prioritize, but when you have a limited time to work, then what happens? We tend to make sure the most important things are done. So when I started doing that, guess what happened? I started making more money. And isn't that crazy? We think that if we want to have more money, we have to put more time in. That's not always the case. In my opinion, if we actually work less, but on the most important things, And we like to call it one thing to win. If you focus on that one thing that's going to make the most achievement in your desired outcome, what would that be? And if you actually get that done, you could actually work less hours and have more achievement. We tend to do a lot of busy work and activities filling up that time that we quote unquote are supposed to be spending at work. And then we actually get less achievement and we lose our life. What do you all think about that?
I totally agree. And I was just going to say, you know, my father used to tell me, bless his heart, Andy Parks, he would say, everybody has the same 24 hours in a day. How are you using yours? And I will tell you, I am one of those people that thought that, yeah, you just got to get in the grind and work and work and work. And if you're working 18 hours a day, you just need to work 18 hours a day. And then when you retire, you retire. And I think what has been transformational for me is just the ability to set a timer. That was like revolutionary to me when you said, set a timer for what you want to do. Focus on that thing for those, you know, whatever it is, 15 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. And it like transformed. First of all, you didn't realize how much time that actually was. And so even when I started doing it for like 30 minutes, then I realized I didn't really need 30 minutes. But, you know, you'd end up taking 30 minutes because you have 30 minutes. That's what you dedicated to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so the more you did it, the more I did it, the more I found that I was actually more productive. And, you know, to me, you had the ability to take different time to even be more creative because you could really focus, clear your mind of the clutter, and then really focus on kind of the important things. You know, you talk about prioritizing, but the ability to kind of take that time and transform it into what you want. And really, you know, in my case, plan my fun for the next day or the next day, because I always have trouble planning fun. But it's, you know, the ability to kind of use your time in a way that is actually more fulfilling and more focused on what you want your life to be, as opposed to just working.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And Melissa, you brought up planning your fun first. I remember hearing Zig Ziglar's speech. Now, this is recorded. I wasn't there live. And for those of you that don't know, Zig Ziglar was a very famous speaker. He's passed on, but Zig Ziglar had this speech. I called it, I don't know what it was called, but I call it the Acapulco speech, because he walks on stage and he says, what if hypothetically I had two extra tickets to go to Acapulco? Who would want to go with me? And then, yeah, and everyone raises their hand, right? And he said, yeah, it's all expenses paid, like all the food, drinks, the flights, the rooms, everything's paid. And then again, who wants to go? And the hands went up. He said, the only trouble is we leave at 8 a.m. tomorrow. How many of you still can go? Hands went down, right? He said, I understand life things happen, right? Maybe you have to have childcare. Maybe you have to have this. Maybe you have to work tomorrow. I don't know what it is, but some of you said you can't go. Some of you that still have your hands up, and then he asked the audience, like, you know, what do you have to do before 8 a.m. tomorrow to go? And then people are like, I have to find someone to watch my kids. Some people still had their hands up. I have to find someone to take care of my dog. I have to pack my bag and all these things. And they're rattling off lists and lists of stuff. And he said, who's going to get that done? And then hands stayed up. And then he said, is this the average amount of stuff that you normally get done? And they're like, no, it's more. It's for sure more stuff. And he's like, well, how's that possible? How are you going to get more done than the average time that you do? Oh, because I'm going to go on this trip. If you're going to give me this trip, I'm going to do everything possible to get it done. And then he comes back to the whole audience. He's like, how is that possible? How many of you were going to leave on a trip and you got more done in that day before you left than you would on an average day? Everyone raises their hand, right? Then that's when the reality starts setting in my mind. Look at that. We're so excited to go on this trip that we're willing to like do more in a faster period of time. So then it came into my mind, I always like to push things a little further. I was like, wow, what if I, and he said this, he's like, what if you do that every day? What if you're going to go to Acapulco every day? Right. But then I thought, okay, well, how can I make that a reality? And I said, well, you know what? I actually have to plan my fun first. Instead of just forcing my mind to just decide to act as if I'm going to go to Acapulco tomorrow, maybe I'm not going to go to Acapulco tomorrow, but what other fun thing can I do? Can I have a date night with my wife? Can I take one of my kids out for like a one-to-one event together just to have that personal time with one of them? Or is it a whole family gathering? Or am I going to take piano lessons? Or am I going to take dance lessons? Like what thing can I book so that it's beyond me? Because chances are in my life, if I don't have something on my calendar, then I'll be like, ah, I could work that extra hour. No big deal. So if we actually plan our fun first, going back to Melissa, and I know you said this is your tough thing, because Melissa has decades of being an executive woman, working her way up in the corporate world, and it's not really discussed to do these types of things. So then when all of a sudden I come along and I'm like, hey, Melissa, plan your fun first. She's like, what's fun? Like, what is...
Right? Like, what do I actually think is fun, right? You know, and what's interesting is there were lots of people around me all the time telling me about their trips to Greece or, you know, wherever they were going, India and all these different places. And I used to go to different countries, but I was working. I never actually had time to go enjoy the place. So, I mean, for me, even taking an extra day to do that, I mean, I remember doing that one time, Steve, after we talked about it, and I took an extra day in Japan and I went on a tour by myself, which to me was like, okay, this is a big deal for me. But of course, I couldn't read anything. And so I didn't know the language. I didn't, you know, they did the tour in English, thank goodness. But it was, you know, I was supposed to meet them at a certain point. Then I got lost. I mean, it was kind of crazy. But afterward, I felt good that I actually experienced it, because I did learn a lot about, you know, the country I was in. And I actually took time to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But there's so many times that people look up and you realize like 20 years have gone by and you've just been grinding.
Yeah. And that's not what we want, right? What's the whole purpose? And that's where it comes back. What is your purpose? That's why we talk about it. What do you want out of life? And for most of us, it's not singular. Yeah, we might want to achieve this thing. I definitely want to help as many people have the freedom they desire. But I also want to be a father. I also want to be a husband. I also like music. I want to play music. I'm, you know, and I'm learning that later in life. You know, I'd like to learn other languages. You know, my family is Italian heritage, lost the language when they came to America. My grandparents spoke it fluently on both sides, my father's side and my mother's side, and they purposely restricted the language from their children, my parents, so that they could be English-speaking Americans. And that's sad to me. We lost the language. That's a whole nother topic for another day, but I also want to learn Italian. So I'm learning that, you know, so these things that you want to do, that's what I'm suggesting. Plan that. And guess what? Then it forces you to leave for Acapulco, quote unquote. Right. And then you think, oh my gosh, that means I'm going to have less hours to work. Well, guess what? You're going to focus on the most important thing. And when you focus on the most important thing, what happens? More business.
It's done.
Yes. Things get done and you actually focus on the right things. You know, I know you've done this, Stephanie. I mean, you could do a million things, but if you focus on the most important thing, you can actually work less hours and have more results.
Yes, absolutely. It sounds counterintuitive at first when you hear it, but, you know, just even thinking, I was watching something on social media last night, and it was talking about how time goes by, months go by, years go by. Like, do we want to be in front of the television? Is it the Netflix show that we want to remember, or is it something different? And if it's something different, then we have to make that happen. You know, Melissa says we all have the same 24 hours a day. We all have the same time, but what are we going to choose to do with our time? And are we going to put restraints on it? And I get it. I mean, I used to work late at night because I had just the impossible to-do list. I wasn't delegating anything. I wasn't prioritizing things. I was just trying to do all the things. And you can keep working as long as there is light in the day, and even beyond, like, you will keep working as long as you're sitting at your desk. But what are we working on? How important is it? Is it driving the most important thing forward? Like, what is the most important thing in our business or in our life? And are we putting that at the top of the list? Like, are we doing that first? And then sort of trying to figure out, like, do I have to do this? Can somebody else do this? What is it about that? And then not even just from business, like, we have to choose what, you know, our fun. And I think for me, having the stop time is important, but what actually really helped me was choosing my start time. That was huge for me to go, oh, actually, I can end at the same time, which would be fine. I could still end at 5 or 6 or whatever. But when do I want to start work, and how do I want to begin my day? Because I learned through this that that was something that was really important to me, how I felt going into the day, not just dropping off my kids and literally running back to my desk so I could pop up on Zoom at 8:30. It was like, barely got a coffee or a bite to eat or whatever. And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. But you have to say no. Like, you have to choose and say yes to, like, what you actually want it to be. And when you do that, like, for me, just starting the day with that energy, I was so much more productive. Even if I started an hour or 90 minutes later, the quality of what I was doing during the actual time I was working was next level. Like, my sales went up, my productivity went up, I got promoted, which wasn't a great thing, but felt like success at the time. But yeah, I mean, it's huge, all of it.
I want to just emphasize, it is the quality over the quantity. That is key. It's kind of even ridiculous that we judge our work by the hours that we work. I mean, there are organizations now, it's required that you work 8 hours or 10 hours, and we're judging the human output based on the time. Which is ridiculous. And even getting paid by the hour, that's saying that you're worthy only of your time. But, you know, like, you could go in for 1 hour and you could change a business in 1 hour, right? The value changes hour by hour. And I would even argue the more hours you have your team working, the lower the output per hour. So you're actually, you know, and that's, you know, this, again, it seems counterintuitive, right? Like, as an employer, you're like, I want my people to work and all, and, you know, but the reality is, when their battery is half full, when they're low energy, and it happens quite quickly, you know, they say psychologists have different arguments about this, but, you know, they say, like, the human brain goes in 45 or 90 minute cycles. Like, even when we sleep, they say you go through all the sleep cycles in 90 minutes. So usually, like, even when we run workshops, we do 90 minutes, take a break for 15, another 90 minutes, then take a break for a meal, which then we break for 90 minutes, a 90 minute meal. Because by the time you go get some food, eat, maybe then walk around, you know, like, actually have a midday break, maybe take a nap, then come back another 90 minutes, then take a break, and then another 90 minutes. That would be like an 8 hour day ideal. So you have 4 work times, right? 4 90 minute blocks. Then, or you could do 2 90 minute blocks or 3 90 minute blocks and reduce the amount of time that you're working, and then focus, what am I going to do in each of those time slots? Melissa brought this up, setting those timers. In this time slot, I'm going to work on this activity, and then you can right size it, you know, because that's the other thing that many of us do. We try to squeeze so much of our life into, basically into a huge amount of time, and then we feel dissatisfied that we didn't get our to-do list done, that, by the way, is like over 100 things, and, like, completely, in a way, irresponsible to even think that we could do all that. And then we kind of let ourselves down. And by the way, those things, they don't seem that big of a deal, But your mind, your subconscious mind says, I didn't do enough. So then you live the whole night, you're at home with your family or you're doing something and you're like, I didn't do enough. I didn't do enough. It's in your head. So if you actually say, these are the three things I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to fit them into these time slots. I know, to Stephanie's point, I'm going to start at this time. I'm going to end at this time because I'm going to go play. And you get those three things. Then you have to determine, what are the three things that are most important? What are the things that are going to change the business? And then that goes back to the value. Chances are those three things are going to be much more valuable than you working 8 hours on a bunch of small stuff that actually does very little for the business, very little for the value add. And we should be basing the way we pay our employees, the way that we build our team, and the way that we treat ourselves based on the value that we bring, not on the hours that we serve.
100%. I used to feel like, oh man, I got all these things done on my to-do list and it was a bunch of little stuff. But then the next day I was no closer to being where I wanted to be. I checked boxes and something about that was satisfying, but you're right, that feeling at the end of the day of, oh my God, I still have so much more to do. You're not celebrating that what you've done well. You're not celebrating that you did have successes throughout that day. You're just looking at this unfinishedness that's happening from your to-do list and then trying to figure out how you're going to cram all that in that didn't get done in the midst of, like, for me, it was just meetings. Like, when am I going to, I had all these meetings and I would create all this work and then I had no time left to do the work. So that's what I was doing at night when there was no meetings, when I'm supposed to be hanging out with my kids. And it's just not the way to be. There is a better way. And this is the better way. Well, part of it. I know we're just scratching the surface of how do we do this really? But this is the way.
Yeah, this is where to start for sure. And that even brings a point, like limiting the amount of meetings. If someone says, oh, can you make this meeting? No, I'm too booked that day. So that comes back to saying no too, like giving space for yourself. I can only have so many meetings if I want to get the one thing to win. So if I want that one thing to win to get done, then I can have meetings. And let's also bring this up then. Let's add one more layer to this. There are a lot of things to make successful business, right? So then how do we do all of that if we're going to restrict the amount of time? One, we already said we're going to prioritize like amazing, right? And I'll tell you, you think that you're prioritizing well. You might be listening to this. I already prioritized well. I thought so too. But then once I restricted time, oh my gosh, then I realized, oh, because I come up with, there's eliminate, delegate, automate. And I'm going to have Giovanni jump in here in a minute because he's like a master of delegation. But many hands make light work. But I will tell you, even eliminate, you might look at your to-do list and say, oh, nothing can be eliminated. But then when you actually have to be somewhere at a certain time, all of a sudden things change. I'm going to tell you a story. One time my daughter was in a play and she had been rehearsing for weeks. And then I'm leaving the house and my wife said, don't forget, her play is today. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's next week. And I even pulled my phone out. I'm like, look, it's next week. My wife said, I don't care what it says on your phone. It's today. And I'm like, oh crap. I messed up my calendar somehow. So I'm like, and I had an 8-minute commute to my office from the house. You know, Melissa knows I don't like commuting so much. She lived it so many years. So I'm like, my 8-minute commute. And the whole time at the beginning, I'm like, I'm going to miss my daughter's play. I mean, I had a full stack, clients, all kinds of stuff happening that day. And then I'm like, what am I telling myself? I teach people this, like I'm here almost in a mantra. I'm not going to make it to my daughter's play. I said, switch that. So I was at a red light and I said, oh my gosh, I'm going to make it to my daughter's play. I'm going to figure a way. I'm going to make it. I changed my dialogue inside my head. So that was the first thing I did. Then I got to my desk and I looked at it. And I was like, what can be eliminated? Okay. Does not have to be done today. What can I delay to another day? What can I delegate? I went to my team in the office that was already there. Cause I'm like Stephanie, I get there later cause I have my morning time. So I had already had my morning time and then the team's already working. And I said, hey, I really need a favor. I messed up big time. I got to make it to my daughter's play. So I'm calling in favors. Can you handle this today? Can you do that? I'm delegating everything that I can. And then I automation was not at this time. Like, you're not going to automate something on the day you have to make an emergency like this, but maybe we'll talk about that after. But then I had a client right during the play. And I was like, oh, man. And you know, you feel horrible, like to call the same day and cancel. I never want to do that. And I kid you not, I had put so much energy into like making the play. I picked up my phone, which is face down on the table, and I turned it up and ding, text message comes in. It's that client. Hey, I'm so sorry, Steve. I need to reschedule. I was like, no way. Talk about how spirit works in miraculous ways for you in your life. And how there's no, you know, there's no coincidence. This is just like meant to be. So I text back, thank you so much. Oh my God, I'll tell you the whole story later, but I needed this time anyway. So this is a blessing. We'll reschedule. Thank you so much. So by the time I get all this done and all the things I needed to get done that day, I was going to be late. I was going to be late to the play. It was on the other side of town, you know, and there's a lot of lights and it was maybe going to be 15 minute drive and I was going to be late. In all my excitement in the car, I was like, oh my gosh, I made it. Oh! You know, like I'm like, I hit all green lights. I don't even know how it happened. I don't even know. But I arrived in the parking lot and my wife had saved me a seat because I had texted her. I'm like, okay, I'm making it. And I walk in and right as I'm sitting down, the curtains open up and there's my daughter center stage opening the play. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how perfect can it be? So there are things I'm not denying. You might be there at whatever position you are in your company and say, Steve, this is great. And I can prioritize the heck out of things, but there's so many things to be done. So the reason I tell you this story is it wasn't one person. That making that play was not me by myself. It was a whole team.
So let's pause real quick and take a break and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast. And Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners. And Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky.
Giovanni, how much more do you get done because you have a team?
Oh, man. Let me tell you. So much. It's great having other people that you can rely on. That's probably the first thing. So another subject for another day will be Wow Team, which we have here now. But yeah, just having people you can rely on that you know you can send things to. Like, if you're listening to this, you got to think about what's the most important thing for you in your position? If you're the CEO, founder, executive, wherever you're at, like what's the most important thing for you to be doing in the business? Everything else you shouldn't be doing. That should be off your plate. And if you feel like you should be doing everything, you need to reevaluate a lot of things. Because if you're at the top, you should not be doing everything. You should be the one that's like orchestrating everything and delegating everything else to everybody else. I think that's like the hardest thing for most high level people is like, no, I have to do it myself because I'm the only one who can do it this way or things won't happen. And then so many stories of when people decide to let go of that control, of that power and do it, like just frees you up to do so much more. It's like almost like the owl clients, right? If you listen to a previous episode of talking about owl clients, like the energy that's there when you have a client that's hurting you is like maybe not the same level of holding on to something that can be delegated out, but it's still that same energy. Like when you're holding on to like things and tasks and other stuff that you're supposed to quote unquote supposed to be doing, and you can be focusing on something else that's more important for you and your position, like that energy is blocked and you're not allowed to move forward with it, right? Which then comes back to this full time and having the time to do the actual things you want to do, planning your fun first. So, I mean, so much more gets done when you're able to do that. And I guess thankfully, I'm at the point now I can say thankfully, I was never that kind of person that had the control and needed and wanted to do all that stuff. I'm like, no way, man. Like, who can I give this stuff to? So like, I don't have to do anything. Like, that's my goal is like, how do I not do anything and still like get paid and do like in a good way, right? Like, not just like pawning off stuff, but it's like, how can I do the least amount of work that's going to be the most impactful, right? Because again, getting back to it, if you're supposed to be like the visionary and leading the ship, and you're worried about the
how the rudders are working, how, where's the gas, like who's like pulling in the anchor. Like if you're like worrying, like if you're trying to do it yourself, instead of saying like, hey, and I don't know ships at all, so sorry for this analogy.
You did far more than I thought you were going to do. Like I was like, wow.
Hey, guy on the starboard. I don't even know what starboard's at. But like, if you're trying to like, trying to pull the anchor up yourself, you know, maybe it's okay if you have this like little tiny little boat. But if you have this giant, huge like container ship, like you can't be running back and forth trying to direct the boat and then trying to pull the anchor or whatever else, right? So it's like really when you can let go of all of that and you can just focus on steering the ship where it needs to go and having the people, having a wow team around you successfully do that. So you can just focus on that. Like that's a game changer, just not just for your business, but for your personal life. Like we're talking about, you're planning your fun first, because then you can, I think the stress kind of falls away that you know things will get done.
That's the eliminate, delegate, automate to keep repeating in your head. And you know, I used to say, do what you do best and delegate the rest. Do what you do best and delegate the rest. And that's a pretty good mantra. It served me well for many years. Then I got paralyzed, right? Guillain-Barré syndrome came into my life and taught me a bigger lesson. Now I am in the space like Giovanni. I want to delegate everything. And not because I'm greedy and selfish and I need all this time. What am I spending my time as a leader? I'm helping, I'm mentoring, I'm taking my thing. And so if you, like going to another thing Giovanni just brought up, I'm the only one that can do this. Well, that is a bad thing for a business. If we're building business, so what's the difference between a business and being self-employed? Self-employed, you own a job. So if you created a business, so you're a CEO, founder, entrepreneur, and you have a job, you created that. I, for many years, over a decade, created my own prison. And I had to do it. And we were doing good stuff. So I felt good about it. So it wasn't completely miserable. But if I was out of pocket, we were in trouble. If I was sick, we were in trouble. Even if I was on vacation, that's why then vacation was never fun. Because it's like I'm halfway there and halfway not there. All those things then take away from your life. You're grinding away. And guess what? You're less powerful. I started losing my juice. I started losing things. Started making mistakes, poor decisions, all these things because I was getting worn out. So what do we do with that time by delegating? Well, and if we can't delegate something, the first thing you got to do is figure out which thing you want to delegate and then train. Now, I ask many people that say, I'm the only one that can do that. Okay, great. How long will it take you to train? A day? Is it an easy task? Is it going to take you a week? Is it going to take you a month? Is it going to take you a year? I don't care if it's any of those. What if it takes 2 years to become really proficient at the thing that you need to let go of? If you could train someone else, or multiple people is better, multiple, like at least two people, so you have redundancy in the company, so they can go on vacation too, by the way. We don't want one person that's the work, so we can go on vacation, because the same thing's going to happen to them. They're going to get less powerful, and they're going to lose their battery, and then we have nothing. So this has to apply to the whole organization. This is what creates wow team. It's not about the leaders getting rich and having their happy life and everyone else is miserable, because that will end. They will leave. They will stop. The company will break. Customers will get dissatisfied. The product will get worse. The satisfaction will go down. We need everyone working with joy. So we need to do this across the board. And if it takes 2 years to train on a said task, that no longer is it worth spending 2 years training someone else, even if it costs you double or triple the time than if you just did it yourself, I say yes. If I had to triple the time to do a task, to train someone, even over 2 years, but then I never had to do that task again, wow. And some of us spend decades in our career and we never get time off. And then we wonder why, because we didn't train. So that's the activity that Giovanni's talking about. If I want to make the most impact, then I need to train the most people to do the amazing work that this company is meant to do. Because I made this company so that it could change lives. So if I'm sick and paralyzed in the hospital and I can't work, or if I want to go on holiday with my kids before they're so old, they don't want to hang out with me anymore. Hopefully that never happens. Then I need to do it now, right? And that means I need to have help. And that means we need to have a team. And that's where it comes back to the African proverb that we're so happy that someone wiser than us said this. if you want to go quickly, go alone. And that is true. Like when I'm at the airport and I'm by myself, it's a lot easier than when I go with my whole family and the kids, and, you know, especially when they're young and you're packing all this stuff. But if I want to go far, then I will go together. And believe me, when I'm with my whole family, I could go forever. I wouldn't be here on this podcast if it wasn't for my family. And if it wasn't for the people on this podcast with me, my team and my family allowed me to heal. So when you're trying to do it all yourself, you're actually hurting yourself. And you're not letting your dream, your magic spread in the world at a much larger way. And back, to end this on a metaphor with Giovanni's boating metaphor, if you have a small boat, you can't even go as far. If you have a big ship, you can get across the Pacific, across the Atlantic, you know, but in a little boat, maybe you'll make it. Maybe you'll break a record and you'll be like the little rowboat that could. But that's like one person, two people. But a lot of people can get a team, make a crew, and get a ship navigated across the world. I pick that. I pick team. I pick going big and going far and making the world a better place and helping other people achieve their dreams. So that's what makes this possible. You can choose your time.
So I would just add to that too, Steve. If you do have that small one person boat, and you're like, I can't delegate anything. I don't have a team or anything like that. Like, in today's world, there's so many options out there using technology, different technologies, and even virtual assistants, right? There's two team members that are on the podcast with us in the Philippines that we absolutely love and absolutely are amazing, but they're not here physically. And even the four of us here, we're not in the same physical space. But
yeah, we only get together once a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and having, so if you are self-employed, like, there are, just think of, there's different options for you. Look into virtual assistants, look into different technologies to help you with that. And then, like, start building your teams. You don't have to have employees necessarily, but you do need others to go further. And just think about your mission. How impactful do you want your mission to be? You can only impact so many people by yourself. You have to have others. There's no other way of doing it.
It's huge. And Stephanie has help from a wasp on the podcast right now.
I don't know if you saw my face. It like came in. I had the door kind of cracked and you know, to the outside because it's nice. And it just like came in and started coming at me. And I was like, oh my God.
It wants to know how to not work so hard. Busy
and I was
bees.
Like, what are you guys talking about? I need to hear some more of this. God.
I'm flying around working over here. I was told by my colony I had to work every day.
Yeah, he's like, I want to take a break. I'm tired. So I just lovingly coaxed him back out. And
oh, that was his fun. You're nicer than I probably would have been, so.
Well, this is not my first time with this particular wasp. He has been here before, and he kind of chills by the door, and he's not super aggressive. I think he comes in on Tuesdays.
Part of the family.
He's part of
the
team.
He knows who the queen bee is, Stephanie. Yeah, he knows who the queen bee is.
I'm like, took my little binder and like scoot him out. It's an effective tool for many reasons, but anyway. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It was too funny to not bring up, but these are the things. So I'm opening to whatever everyone wants to add, but you know, just to make a bullet point, because I feel like we've brought up a lot of topics right now. Number one, plan your fun first. And it really is first. That's why we call it plan your fun first, because once you plan your fun, it's going to give you an exit strategy, which also could be planning your morning too. To Stephanie's point, when do I start? When do I end those work activities? Then by shrinking that, then we prioritize. Giovanni, do you want to jump in on that?
Before you jump to the next one, because I wrote down a note on plan your fun first, was that like just to emphasize it doesn't have to be something big. It doesn't have to be like a vacation. And I know you mentioned stuff like music and stuff like that, but we've had clients, you know, like, it's like, I'm trying to plan my fun first, but like, how many vacations? Or like, they're always thinking like these big grandiose things of planning their fun first. And so I just want to put it out there, like, just think of something small, like seriously, like even it's like going outside to walk. If you like to garden, like just going and stopping to smell the roses, like just literally something small to break up that even just your day, you're like, well, okay, Steve, I can't, you know, the day's busy. Okay, I'm going to start working on my calendar and blocking my time and doing all this stuff. But in the middle of the day, like, I don't have any time to, like, to do it. That's a perfect opportunity to stop and just, like, make something small in the day, like a 15-minute thing. And just, like, maybe it's learning to do the yo-yo. I don't know, right? Maybe it's learning to crochet. Maybe, like, to draw, like, something that's at your desk. Like, oh, I can't get away from my computer, you know, for very long. Like, well, what can you do, like, that's just going to take your mind off of emails or clients or whatever? And that's another thing that's popped in my head is, like, taking a break too is not checking emails. It's like completely, like, stop working. Like don't look at emails. Don't do, like, something else that's still work, but it's not, like, the main thing you're working on. Like, it's stop working altogether. So yeah, just to reiterate, planning your fun doesn't need to be something big. It doesn't need to be vacation. Just a few tiny things that just bring a little bit of joy to your life.
I wouldn't apologize. This is important. I think, Giovanni, you're on. You're, like, if you still struggle with this, and I know Melissa would say she's even still struggles with this. You know, one thing that we often share: come back to the experiences you want. If you could write down the top five experiences you want in your life, maybe it is travel, right? Maybe it is something big that you want to experience, you know, before you die. But then ask yourself, well, what will having that do for you? What will having that travel do? And a lot of people will say, oh, it's new adventures. It's experiencing a different language or different things. And I'm just using this as an example. Like, then what can you do on your daily basis to have that? You know, many of us in our own town, we don't even know all the nooks and crannies of our own town. What if you go find something new? What if you look up something that you've never visited? What if you just go visit something new in your own city or your own town? And you can go to the extreme. We did have a woman that was working 7 days a week. And after working with us for a period of time, I believe it was less than a year, then she was taking 1 week off a month. And that's what she chose. And she went and took 1 week a month. And she was sometimes flying to go see a game in another city, or go to all these different places around the world, or go to Hawaii and visit the islands, you know, like, so you can do those things, but you also can do smaller things. And I like the idea, you know, that's even like, if you can see, there's a Rubik's Cube, where is it? There. I learned that one time. Just, you know, I always kind of watch people do it. So I looked it up. I looked up how do you, yeah, look at Melissa, there she is. And you can learn the, and Giovanni has one too. Maybe I have some influence. I don't know. Or they had it before me. I don't know. The idea is just find something fun that you've always been attracted to and try it out, right? And you can look up how to do it and then practice that. Or, you know, I haven't been doing it as much lately, but I practice like juggling or just fun little things. And to Giovanni's point, if you're on your computer for work, then I would say a break is getting off of devices. You know, get away from your phone and your computer for a little bit. So I think great point, Giovanni. You know, fun doesn't have to be gigantic. Like, you don't have to go jump out of a plane. But if you want to go parachuting, you know, then go do that, but plan it. And then when you plan that, guess what? You're going to get off work and you're going to go do that.
I highly recommend jumping out of an airplane.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I've never
done
it.
Good time.
It's good times.
I will not be doing that. Thank you.
So just side note, Melissa, it's like one of the coolest things. Like, so the adrenaline when you jump out is pretty crazy. Like when you're just kind of free falling, but as soon as they open the chute, for me, there was like this, like just moment of like peace and serenity. Cause like, there's just like whooshing, like when you're free falling, right? And then it opens up and it's just like pure silence. And you have this like point of view that you can't get like anywhere else. And like one of the first times I did it, it was just like one of the most peaceful moments of like life. Just like that, like, oh, this is what Zen's like. It's like,
right?
It's really cool. It's really cool.
And yeah.
A little heart attack, you know, when you first jump out, but you get like, over it.
It's probably that contrast. Yeah. It's the contrast. Like, oh my gosh, I might die. Oh!
Right. Yeah. I will live vicariously through you, Giovanni. Sorry.
This is one of those things that if you don't do when you're younger, then you probably do, because definitely there's times in my life I'm like, absolutely, I want to do that. And then it just never happens. So I've never done it. And now I'm like, I'll do it if my plane is crashing.
Yeah. Then I'll jump out.
That's probably like the worst time you want to. Like, yeah. You want to make sure the plane
but
works.
It's definitely a better choice than if the plane's going down. I'm definitely jumping out, you know? So,
oh my gosh.
Maybe I'll do funny. It. I mean, we can always change our mind. Maybe I'll do it. But right now, it doesn't. After everything I've been through recently, I'm like, I'm good right now. I feel good.
I don't even want to push the envelope anymore. Yeah. Not right
I'm
now.
I'm walking around, everyone. This is amazing. I went for a walk today. It was super awesome.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I side-railed this a little bit on doing a bullet list.
Yeah, where were we?
You were on prioritize.
You just won.
Prioritize.
Yeah, you plan your fun first, then you got to prioritize what you're going to do in that squeezed moment, right? And right size it. Don't overdo it. Like, so that if you're going to get three things done, you get those three things done. So at the end of the day, you can say success. If you vote four things and you only get three, then I would advise doing three things the next day. Don't overbook yourself. And then if we want to get more done, then what do, Giovanni?
Delegate the heck out of it.
Yep. We got to, you know, delegate and automate, you know, so that's the thing we didn't talk about as much, you know, like Giovanni was bringing up all the new ways that we can work globally and we can have a global workforce. And it also doesn't mean you have to work international, like Giovanni brought up, like we work from different states and it works fine. You know, so you can be in the United States and work with teams around the United States. No problem. You can also work internationally. You know, who's the right person to be on your team? And like Giovanni said, and Melissa mentioned last time, we'll talk about WOW team. But let's pause that for today. Then you can automate. There's so much technology today and it's ever changing with AI and all these things right now is speeding up even faster the capabilities that we have. Where we can actually, you know, like even people, you know, say, oh, it's eliminating jobs, right? Like, for instance, we use a calendar app. We use Acuity. We don't have any funding from them. We don't get sponsored by them, but we use them. So I always share what we do. That allows us to schedule meetings. Like, you know, years ago, you would have an assistant. I've had an assistant where then they're emailing and booking and doing that. And you know what? I still have people on the team that are assisting me, but now they don't have to do that. So isn't it wonderful? Like now they can transcend some of these things that are remedial activities that no longer need to be done by a human. It actually gives more power to my team. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to eliminate people from my team. I'm going to have them do more powerful things and have them get more training. And, you know, the thing, all the futurists in the National Speakers Association, which I'm a member of, that I've gotten a wonderful time to speak with, really smart people that have seen the trends and look ahead. And they've all said, and statistically, you can see more jobs are being created in the world right now than are being eliminated. The problem, people don't want change. So they're not willing to change. So this brings people like ourselves that are coaches and consultants, the opportunity to help people transition. And maybe you are that as well. But the reality is, back to the point, there is so much technology out there that can eliminate tasks that no longer need to be done by the human hand. And then the humans that we are working with and ourselves can work on the most important things. I'm sure I'm missing stuff, Giovanni, on that. But so the bullet points again, plan your fun first so you know when you're going to start and end. Then prioritize what you're going to work on and right size it so that you get the right amount of work done. And then you have to find how can you get more done. If you want to, then you have to be the mentor. You have to be the orchestrator. You have to be the leader. And then you delegate and automate. And automation can take some time, just like delegation. Delegation takes training. Making sure that people are doing it in the manner that you would like to see it be done. Take as much time as you need. That is an investment and it is worth it. Stop saying, I can get it done faster than anyone else. Awesome. I'm glad if you can do it faster than anyone else, then you're the perfect trainer. Teach everyone else how to do it that fast and give them time. Don't forget that you spent years mastering it. So give them time.
I was going to say there's two things that popped up for me that I have written notes down that kind of both go in with, well, the whole thing is like setting expectations with people. When you start, if you're going from like never really scheduling your calendar or your fun first. Like set expectations with everybody you're working with so that they kind of understand and realize what's going on. Cause some people might get like sideswiped with it and be like, whoa, wait, you're not going to these meetings. What? We have these meetings for a reason, like, or whatever, like it is. But so it's like setting those expectations with whomever you're working with, whether that's clients or internal, whatever it may be, but it's setting that expectation of like, hey, this is what I'm going to be trying, you know, or doing. So I just wanted to kind of put that down. And then other one was on the delegation part again is like you want to get rid of the thing that you like doing least first. I don't know if you mentioned that or not, but it's like, yeah, what is it that you absolutely despise doing or like can't stand doing and get rid of that first? Because that's going to just free up so much energy for you to do so much other things that you'd much rather be doing. So yeah, offload all the stuff you don't want to do first.
Or the thing that takes the longest. I agree. I think those were great call outs. But if there's something that you have to do often and it takes a really long time, that's another great way to free up significant space in your calendar to make room for more of those important things. So yeah, I think both of those are huge. And I think too, I was just going to ask Giovanni, when you say set expectations with people, like what are some good ways that you can do that? And what would you suggest? Like, how do you communicate that? Like, hey, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently and here's why. Like what?
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah. And actually, as you said, that was like brought something to mind is like, if you're doing this and you're the leader trying to get it, like the team, not just yourself doing it, but like the team. So maybe you need to do it first for a little bit to get it, to have it kind of established in your mind. But like, what a great like team building exercise, right? To like, hey, we're going to kind of flip our calendars on its head, right? And you said this so many times, Steve, I'm not sure on this podcast, but in life and whatnot is like, so many of us, we build our calendars around our business, then we sprinkle our life in where we have those moments, right? And what we're really talking about is building your life first and then sprinkling your business around it. So way of setting expectations, I mean, it's really just talking with people. That's probably like the easiest way. It's like, hey, I'm trying this thing that's different. And you might want to say it's radical because maybe in our society is kind of radical, right? Like, what do you mean talking about planning your fund first? This is crazy. We got to work. And I know our society, it's not the worst about it, but we're, you know, pretty work, grind kind of a thing. So, I mean, for me, yeah, the biggest thing is just like, is talking with people. It's like, hey, like I'm going to try this new thing. I'm going to plan my life first, and then I'm going to sprinkle work in here. And these are what's going to kind of go on. Something that popped in my mind is also is like, there's a method of like checking emails because we get so bogged down in emails, right? It's where like you only check your emails like twice a day kind of a thing. And it's just letting people know like, hey, I'm only going to check my emails like this hour and this hour. If it's emergencies, call me or something like that. Other than that, like I'll respond to you around these time frames. But it's like that kind of level of communication is like, okay, hey, here's my calendar. I'm blocked for these days. And you don't necessarily, I don't think you, Steve, jump in or ladies jump in as well. Like you don't need to tell people exactly what you're doing. I remember reading somewhere, a lady was like, wanted to schedule her time with her daughter. Like she just had to just branch out on her own, creating like a consulting business. And like, she's working with a pretty big company and they wanted to do these like early hour meetings, but she was wanting to spend time with her daughter. And I think the person she was working with was like, well, why don't you just put on your calendar like it's an executive meeting or something like that. Like nobody's going to question it. Like, not that she even had to tell them why she didn't want to do it. But if they did, it's like, oh yeah, an executive meeting. Not executive meetings, just like with her daughter or something like that. Right. And so it's like she had that time off. So then nobody questioned it or anything like that.
Well, and even just saying I'm not available at that time. You know, right. Like on my calendar, it shows what's available. It doesn't say this is unavailable because I'm doing this task. This, you know, I don't share my whole endeavors with everyone and they can see my calendar, what task I'm working on. I don't think anyone really does that. And if you do that, stop doing that. You know, just say, here's my available time. They don't need to know all your things that you're doing. And that's it. So here's my available time. And then you work around that. And you know, I just want to share a story that, well, so if you're an executive, you're a CEO, and you're thinking about this, then I was working with the CEO of a multi-million dollar company, and the task list was through the roof. They had 80-hour work weeks. And the first thing I did is taught them all these things that I'm teaching you. And then we worked on creating those habits, and we did. And when he got back from vacation, then I said, how are you doing? And he said, oh my gosh, Steve, it's amazing. I'm making better decisions. I feel more refreshed. Even though I'm working less hours, I'm getting the priorities done in amazing ways. I'm making a greater impact in my business, and revenue is up. And I'm like, amazing. And he said, yeah, it's like a superpower. I'm like, so good to hear. And then I said, what if everyone in your company felt this way? And then he paused. And then he said, oh my God, I get it, Steve. I get it. And we implemented it across the company. And in 18 months, he doubled the revenue. He doubled the revenue of the company. And I remember going to visit their office, and several of their employees hugged me. And I just remember this one, he hugged me and he was crying. And he said, Steve, I never made over $100,000. And now I do. And I just bought my first house for my family. Thank you so much. It made an impact to the whole company. The whole company grew, and everyone was living a better life. And when you live a better life, it comes back to what we're talking about. The company is so full with joy. And I just talked to that person about last week, and they're still growing. They've grown even further. And of course, he was on another holiday. To the point that's being made here, it's not one person. So if you want to share this, this might be self-serving for us, but remember, our mission is to help as many people, but you can share this podcast with them. If you're struggling to introduce this concept to your company, send them the podcast and say, listen to these people. I think it's a good idea. You want to try this? Hey, you know, and yeah, you're promoting us, but what is our mission? Our mission is to help as many people have the freedom they desire. So if you share this podcast, you're not just helping us, you're helping the mission. And if we want the world to be working in a more efficient manner so we can live, you know, we're not meant to work and then die. I mean, some might, you know, maybe that's what you want to do. You know, a lot of people talk about Elon Musk and his long work hours these days, you know, but maybe, you know, in his lifetime, he wants to make rockets that go to Mars, and that's his choice. So again, from the very beginning, I said, this is not right or wrong. This is a choice. And I don't expect anyone to do this. I'm just saying I found this really cool thing. I'm achieving more in my life, making more money, having more fun with my family. If you want that, then try this out. And if you don't, then turn this podcast off. It's okay. I love you too. I love you all. I love everyone here listening. And, you know, we're just all four of us here, Melissa, Stephanie, Giovanni, and I, we're just sharing our hearts. And, you know, we found this to make our lives better. And if you do too, then please, please share it with others. And please comment. Let us know what part of this was the best thing for you. What thing? I love all the hearts popping up. If I could do that and talk at the same time, that would be amazing. But I'm not I'm not that good at multitasking anymore. I used to try, but you know what? I'm focused, just like we're teaching you here. And so, you know, please comment. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you learned and what you would like to learn. Are there any topics that you'd like us to talk about? And please subscribe and share so that we can further this mission on finding new ways to work so we can have more business and more life. And as always, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom. We'll see you on the next show.
Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopleton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have
an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopoliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopoliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.